In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul has said in his letters that he worships God in his spirit. He worships God in his spirit. And here, halfway through the celebration of the Paschal festal season, 3 weeks away from the Feast of Pentecost, we are moving toward the coming of the fulfillment of all of the work that God intended to do when he came into the world, making it possible for us as human beings to worship him in spirit and in truth. And what does that mean? When we think of the spirit of a person, we can easily distinguish one person from another in terms of the particular spirit of that person. It's unique to each one. The spirit of St. Paul is an incredibly strong and powerful spirit. It is the spirit that gave him the energy and the determination to try to stamp out the Christians at the beginning. And once he had been converted to the Christian faith by the coming of Christ himself to him, Paul's spirit was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. It brought his spirit alive in a new kind of way, set it in a new direction, and Paul set off filled with the spirit, not just of his own life, but a spirit that was given cleansing, refreshment, and a new movement toward God that it hadn't had before. Before it was just his own spirit, but here he was given something new. The Holy Spirit that is poured out on all of the members of what is then the community of God, the new Israel, the church, that fulfills all of Jesus Christ's work. Now here in this time when we're reflecting both back toward Pascha and now beginning to look toward Pentecost, we hear about the encounter of Jesus Christ with the Samaritan woman, Photini, the woman that he meets at the well. We know her name, of course, because we know of her historically after the canon of Scripture. We have stories of Photini and how she went on, eventually met Nero and suffered martyrdom as a result of witnessing boldly to Nero with the same kind of boldness that we see her having here in this encounter with Jesus Christ. We can see her spirit very clearly, the spirit that is uniquely hers, the Samaritan woman. The Samaritans understood themselves as rightfully saying that the well that Jesus had sat down on was the well that was given to them by their father Jacob. That's how they understood it. The Jews, of course, thought of the Samaritans as Gentiles that had nothing to do with the Old Covenant or the Scriptures. But that's not how the Samaritans themselves understood it. They knew that they had been moved into that area when the Assyrians conquered it and they got rid of the original tribes of Israel that were living there and moved in people from Assyria. But according to the Samaritans, they came from the same area that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had come from. And so they claimed those patriarchs as their own fathers because they came from the same region that those patriarchs had come from. And that is, as a matter of fact, historically and geographically accurate. So they thought of this well as their well. And Photini has a sense that this water is very special. There's a kind of pride that she has in being able to say to this person who comes, she doesn't know who it is, but this person who comes and she recognizes him as a Jewish person, is surprised when he asks her for water to drink and says, well, I don't understand why you, a Jew, would ask a Samaritan woman for something to drink. She's curious right from the beginning. And Jesus sees this in her. He sees into her heart and he sees the spirit of this woman, Photini. And he says to her, if you had asked me, I could have given you living water. I asked you for a drink from this well, but if you had known what God can give to you, you could have asked me, and I would have given you living water, water that once you drank it, you would never thirst again. Those who drink of this water, the water of this world, will again thirst for this kind of water. But those who drink of the water that I could give would never turn to the water of the world for refreshment again. And so he intrigues her. He tells her just enough to get her interested. And she is very interested. Fotini is a woman who has a great spiritual thirst. And Jesus sees that in her. She is immediately intrigued by what he says. And she asks him, are you greater than our father Jacob who gave us this well? How would you get water? You don't have anything to put down into the well to drink the water up. And we as Christians, so soon after Pascha, we immediately think of what he did in order to bring this water of the Holy Spirit up from the depths for us. What did he do? He died on the cross. He was crucified. He arose from the dead. And the water that he brings to us is from a depth that is beyond our understanding. Water that we would not have had. Jesus is in the habit of speaking in terms of the spiritual reality of things as compared to the understanding of the average person that he meets, that the food and the drink that keep us alive and sustain us are the things of this world. But that should remind us immediately of the tree that Adam and Eve ate of, a created tree, food that comes from this world, whereas our food, our drink, needs to be of a spiritual nature, not just a physical nature. Later on, when the apostles return, they offer Jesus something to eat, and he remarks to them, I have food that you don't know anything about, that you know not of. My food is to do the will of my Father. That's what feeds us, to do the will of our Father. And if we have this ever-flowing water, this living water that Jesus speaks of, the Holy Spirit, then we are inspired to go and to live a life of doing the will of the Father, and that feeds us. That feeds us spiritually. And so there is food and drink not of this world. When Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fishes, the Pharisees followed him around hoping for more loaves and fishes. They were interested in the food of this world. When he started to talk about himself as being the bread of life, they lost interest. They weren't interested in being fed spiritually. They stopped following him. But he meets this woman, this Samaritan woman, Fotini, and she's interested immediately. As soon as she finds out that this man is promising something of a spiritual nature that promises to fulfill the thirst that she has inside of her, she asks him point blank, give me this water. Give me this water so that I don't have this thirst inside of me anymore. And he asks her to go and to bring her husband. She says she has no husband. And he says, you've answered right because you've had five husbands and the man that you are with now is not your husband. And instead of being offended, which she could easily have been, she realizes the significant thing to her as someone who thirsts for wisdom, spiritual knowledge, spiritual life. She realizes this man is a prophet. He can see into her heart. He knows everything about her. And at that point, she puts down her bucket that has the water that she values so much from the well of Jacob, the water of this world. She abandons the reason that she came to that well for the water of this world, and she goes into the city to tell others that she has met someone that she asks them, could he not be the Christ? Could he not be the Messiah? Jesus tells Fotini of a time not far off when the Samaritans will still be there, the Jews will still be there, the Samaritans will worship at their holy mountain. They think you have to worship in that one place. The Jews will worship in Jerusalem. But Jesus is saying the time will come when that won't be the true way of worship anymore. It will be possible for people to worship in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and he wants to be worshiped in spirit. Now, what does that mean? That means that each one of us, with our spirit, the kind of spirit of the person that St. Paul was saying when he says, I worship God in my spirit. It means that the spirit that inspires my life is what I use to worship God. Now, we could use that spirit that inspires our life to seek worldly success. We could use it to seek fame. We could use it to seek fortune and the goods of the world. And we find no end of examples of people who are very spirited, in the sense that Fotini is a very spirited woman, and they use that spirit to seek the things of the world, satisfaction that gives them emotionally and psychologically some sense of value and worth. It drives them on, and it's the significant thing in their life. God wants to be worshiped with that spirit that is ourselves, that excitement, that interest in life. It is to be used to worship God. That's what it means to worship God in spirit. And to worship him in truth, it means to know what our true relationship is to God, why we live in the world, so that we can do the things that we need to do in life to grow spiritually, so that we can gain that food that Jesus speaks of, doing the will of the Father, whatever our calling in life might be, whatever encounters we have with others. If we are guided by a spirit of the worship of God, if that is what inspires us, and we seek to do the will of God, that will guide and inform every choice, every decision, every encounter with another human being that we undertake in our lives. And during the course of the living of our lives, we will receive what Jesus calls real food, the food that is him himself, doing the will of the Father along with Christ, as he makes us able to do the will of the Father, worshiping God in truth, because the truth of what it means to be a human being is that we are created to be like Christ, and worshiping him with all of the spirit that inspires us, that enlivens us, that gives us the desire to go on and overcome the difficulties of life. Now, this Holy Spirit, this living water, Jesus says, wells up inside of a person once they have really tasted it, once it begins to slake their thirst for the love of the highest things. It begins to inspire that person's life. St. Paul preached from Jerusalem to Rome, torrents of preaching. This endless flow of the Spirit of St. Paul at one with the Holy Spirit of God. That's what a Christian life is meant to be like. We have a great example, both in St. Paul and again in Fotini, the woman at the well. And as we look forward to the celebration of Pentecost and the time when the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the church for the first time, so that the apostles and all of the disciples spread out through the world and preach the gospel of Christ, it should be a time that will re-inspire us with a turning of our own individual and personal spirit to link ourselves with this endless torrent of water. The springs of this world all flow downhill. They all flow downward. But this spring, the spring of the Holy Spirit within us, flows upward. It moves us upward. It inspires us to ascend by way of the practical living of our life from day to day, higher and higher, and closer to God. This is how God returns the meaning of life to us, to inspire our spirit with His own Holy Spirit, and to make us one with Him through Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.